Hello, Underground. This is Draco again, coming at you live in location from my dining room with Ranzignus. Ranz, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. Eating my ice. Having a good time.
You know, just stepped out for a bit, bought some fast food, you know, checkers. That's how we do. Definitely is. But yeah, we basically are coming at you with another podcast about the one and only Maggie.
Maggie Chan, whatever you want to call her. But yeah, the stupid girl that sits at her computer, whatever. But yeah, we got some news for you.
Oh man, we have some news. See, basically, over the past week, we've done some research about Maggie. I mean, it all started one night when I was looking at one of her videos and somebody referenced MaggieBond.com. Now, I'm not sure if any of you have ever, like, gone to the site, but basically, it's, like, made by this guy to make it look like a stalker is basically obsessed with her.
Yeah.
Pretty much, like, you just have to see the site. It's kind of creepy, really. But, yeah, basically from there, I decided, you know what? What the hell? Let me Google Maggie Bond. And oh, did I find some stuff. Ranz, please, elaborate.
Basically what he's talking about. We found some sites and stuff that she used to go to. And for some odd reason, she apparently deleted all her posts, locked her MySpaces with however many she has. What else did she do? She has a blog or something like that. Didn't she lock? No, Photo Bucket. That's what it is. Her photo buckets are so locked, she's hiding something. I don't know what she's doing, but we're gonna find out what she's doing. I think she's a con artist. That's what I think. I think she is milking money from the good, innocent people like you guys and me and possibly Draco. He could be in on this too. I don't know. But yeah, it's like that chick sits in the camera and she probably makes money for it, says random speculations. But yeah, like, why would she have any reason to hide her posts or hide her pictures before she came a little girl on the camera or whatever? You have anything to say about this, Draco? Because you seem to be shaking your head and laughing over there like it's something to do.
Okay, let me elaborate on this. It all starts off, like, this one day, like, this is what my sources on the internet say. I'm not sure how, like, accurate these are. So keep that in mind. These are just rumors, like, as far as I'm concerned. There, of course, there's probably some truth behind it. But, like, the story goes that one day, Maggie was in 2chan, which is a popular bulletin board system in Japan. For those of you who are familiar with 2chan, that's where the legendary story of Denshiro Toko took place. Well, that's how it all started. And yeah, that kind of fueled 2chan's fame. To the point where foreigners like Maggie decided that they wanted to start using it. So basically, this foreign girl gets on a Japanese bulletin board, and she talks about how she wants to go to Japan. And so the Japanese people are like, hey, that's cool. And so one day, she pops up and it's like, hey, I got in contact with a modeling agency in Japan, and they decided to, like, help hold an audition for me. But I don't have money. Can you guys donate some money so I can go over and audition? Japanese people are quite kind people, like, not to, like, stereotype them or anything, but they're like, hey, sure, let's help. So they donate money to Maggie. So from there, Maggie's all like, hey, I have a lot of money now. The day comes when Maggie's supposed to leave. Where's Maggie?
She conned him. She took the money and went somewhere. Or she kept it. She did something. Did she actually delete any of those off of there too? She never went back. See, what does that tell you about Maggie? And mind you, she lives in America. She lives in upstate PA. Allegedly. So, she's conning somebody here. Like, she conned those people on the 4chan, 2chan, whatever you want to call it. Whatever, 2chan. As long as you guys don't go there. I'm just saying. I like 2chan too, what I'm saying. We don't want to lose our faithful underground companions. I don't understand. How do you know what they won't understand? I don't know. Maybe somebody. Okay. Alright. Shout goes to you, Go-Go. But, what was I saying? Yeah. The chick is a con artist. She's probably conning somebody right now as she's sitting at her computer contemplating, what can I do today to take somebody else's money? Like, maybe I'll sit here, put some pigtails in my hair, and have this random TV internet show person come to my house so it looks good. No. Okay. You need to elaborate. You're the elaboration first. I'm rambling about how I don't like this chick anyway. Oh, wait. I'm not done. This chick. I forgot what I was going to say. Here, elaborate.
Alright, basically, the latest saga in the Magimon story is that she's going to Japan, like, with this TV station, these TV personalities, from Gao. I'm not even, like, I can't even confirm that, to tell you the truth. Like, because I didn't really look into them like that. But basically, they came over to Pennsylvania. Yeah, Maggie, we live in the same state, by the way. But yeah, they came over to Pennsylvania, and they interviewed her at her house. And Maggie actually has one, like, video with the lady, and they actually put up an interview of them with Maggie. And they brought her gifts. And so the whole plan is to take her back to Japan for an interview in studio. I mean, yeah, that's pretty cool and whatnot. I mean, Maggie's getting her wish, right? She wanted to go to Japan. But keep in mind, like I said, the first story, I'm not sure how true that is. Like, I just heard that randomly in, like, a YouTube video. So I don't really definitely believe it until I see it. Like, they did leave a link, though, but the link is gone.
I'd like to say this. I know one thing is for sure. Maggie is an alien. She's trying to gain intel from us and see about our ways and things. That's why she has those creepy huge eyes. That's why she just stares at the camera. She's reading your brain waves as you're watching the video. She's gaining information. She's going to take it back to her mother's ship, and they're just going to come and they're going to probe us all. And you're going to be like, oh my god, why did we watch that chick? Yes, probe. Oh my god. No, there is no oh my god when they're probing you. They're going to be like, yes, Maggie Vaughn, you have done such a great job. Good work. Exactly.
It's like, good work, my faithful slave. You have brought me many ignorant masses to probe anally. Ranzignus is like spewing soda. Or tea or whatever. But yeah. So basically. Oh god. But yeah, Maggie. You know, Maggie is actually quite intelligent. Like, don't let the camera fool you. Like, you have to read her old forum posts.
Of course she has to be quite intelligent to con all these people.
Alright. Basically what Ranzignus is saying about the fact that she's conning everybody. See, you might not know it, but there's such a thing as the YouTube partnership program. And apparently, from what I've been hearing, if you're a partner with YouTube, you make money off of your views. Hence, Maggie has been making money. A lot of people don't know this. I mean, have you ever looked at one of Maggie's videos and seen an ad there? I think that kind of gives it away. So yeah, basically, it's like, we all don't know that she's part of this program. We all go to look at her videos, and we all have been pretty much giving Maggie Bond money. I'm not sure how true this is. Like, my research is still a little inconclusive. But this is what I'm hearing, like, from more than one source.
I'm chewing.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, it's like, what else? Yeah, Maggie Bond is actually pretty, like, smart. And yeah, it's been confirmed she's a definite Japanophile too. Like, hardcore Japanophile.
Oh, really? Oh man, nothing gave that away, Drew.
Oh, and just to let you guys know, Maggie Bond isn't Asian at all. Like, not even remotely. She's white and Cherokee.
Allegedly. She's Amish. Amish is a race. Yes, it is. It's not religion. It's a race. It's a race. Race. Anyway, everybody agree with me. And now he goes to his computer to look this up. But anyway, Maggie lives in Amish country. She's white and in Amish country. Have you seen this chick's house? We're gonna post the link for that other video, mind you. Where she talks in plain English, she sounds like a hick!
Do you want some ice cream?
Yeah, she's all like some ice cream? I want some french fries. It's like, what are you talking about, Maggie? It's like, she's a tard. To the total degree of tart. This one is still looking it up too. I don't believe this.
That's
why I'm typing. But yeah, it's like Maggie, she's getting all of her money. She conned the people of Tushan. She's conning you. She's conning me. Once. I would never watch her videos. And especially Draco over here, because he's watched like every one of her videos. And so, Draco has pulled up something on our computer here about, Amish people.
It's a religion.
Apparently, it's a religion. It says Wikipedia, but Wikipedia is a bunch of crap, so. I don't want to hear that. Apparently, it's led by Meta Knight. You know, the guy off of Kirby's Dream Land. So, yeah, it's based off a fictional character. Therefore, I am right. She is Amish, which is a race.
It's not a race. It's Wikipedia, please.
Do not Google anything. Google is the enemy. Google is helping Maggie Bond with this. No, Google was created by Maggie Bond and her alien counterparts. They're trying to seduce you into working for them. No, don't take the mic from me. I'm not done. Rance is going off here. Rance must expose the truth for what it is. It's exactly. Maggie Bond is a conspiracy. She's trying to take over the world. She's taking over the world one computer at a time. You watch her video, it goes into your computer and it reads your stuff. That's what it is. Isn't that right, Draco?
God, oh man. I don't know what to do with this book. But basically, it's like, you know what? I would love to talk to Maggie. Like, on some real stuff. Like, she looks like the type of person that can actually carry a good conversation. I'm serious. No, Brandon, none of that. None of that. I don't want that for Maggie. Maggie, I would break Maggie. But yeah, you know, I did want to send this to her. Yeah, she's not getting this one. Yeah, it's like, come on, I'm not bashing Maggie. I don't want to do that. Yes, you are. You're bashing the crap out of Maggie.
I would bash the crap out of Maggie.
Oh. Where are the sensors when you need them? Well, yeah, it's like... like, Maggie is a very intelligent person.
I also better be careful. She might be 12.
She's not 12. She's 21.
So says you.
So says my research. Actually, tell you the truth, I get two different ages for her. Some say 25, some say 21.
She's 25, she's just more creepy.
I really would go with 21. Apparently, Maggie also works at a CVS pharmacy. Now that's stalking. That's stalking.
I mean, it's in the good nature of looking for the truth. We're looking... we're looking for the truth that must be found somewhere, somehow. Will you guys help in the search of Maggie Bond? Or will you think this is creepy? If so, screw you.
This isn't remotely creepy at all. It's good to be informed about what's going on. I mean, I know I keep saying this, but Maggie Bond is really intelligent. But I have basis on this. Like, all you have to do is read her forum post. Like, if anybody out there is actually curious enough, I'll probably include links like to this, like in our like post afterwards. But like her forum post basically say, like, hey, like I could actually have a conversation with this chick and be happy with it. And like, I don't know, she's kind of versatile. Like, she is. She knows a little bit of like different things.
That one French poem does not count. She studied that, like, for days to do that video. I swear she did.
I wasn't even referencing the French poem, though. Like, I don't care about that French poem. I know she studied that. I doubt Maggie speaks French. I'd be surprised if she, like, really did speak French, though. Hopefully her French is better than her Japanese.
Bird.
Like, yeah, it's like Maggie is kind of cool, like in a way. Like, she used to be really cool, and when she started like making like videos, she kind of cut everybody off. Well, she had her jerk moments even before she started videotaping herself.
Allegedly.
Did you see the forum where she basically called that Japanese girl an idiot?
Yeah, but that's alleged. Alleged.
Yeah, I have to follow up on that one. Actually, that's the only forum post I didn't follow up on. I know, but everything else, like, oh my goodness, this girl is, like, I don't know, I think she likes the attention, really. I mean, I don't know, she must get off on it. I mean, it's like every night she goes check her videos, it's like 100.
Alright there. We're gonna stop that comment right there. But, that's the kind of comment she gets too. It's like, I would tear you apart, Maggie. I dare not leave a comment like that, except on these podcasts, of course, which she will never receive. Ha. But anyway, it's like Maggie Bond. Don't know what else to say about this chick. She's really creepy. She used to be cool. She's a jerk. She plays Dr. Mario, and apparently she beat it, and I don't like that. I am so gonna like rape her one in Dr. Mario, because I haven't even beat that game, and I've been playing that game since I was like 5. I just don't believe this at all.
Don't break your cup now.
I'm not gonna break the cup. I mean, like, she just makes me so angry. Yeah, I kind of do want to throw something. I might break something. But yeah, I mean, we would like to hear you guys' thoughts on Maggie Bond. You guys is. I'm sickening like that, so I can make up words like that. That is playing itself. Use.
Use guys.
Like, use guys really did a 19-minute podcast about Maggie. Oh, wow. And going. And still going. But still, that's what Maggie said. But yeah, it's like creepy chick, Lolita model. It's like a lollipop chick, Candyland. She wants to be a kid. You know, she should go to Toys R Us. She wouldn't have to grow up. Spoiler starts to sing it too. But yeah, any last thoughts about Maggie before we wrap this up?
To follow up on the last podcast when I decided to speak my horrible Japanese. Maggie-san wa omoshiroi desu. Please, I would like to talk to you, Maggie, and like honestly, I think the Underground deserves an interview. If Gal can get an interview, we should too, god damn it.
Who are we?
We're the Underground.
We demand that you have this interview with us if we have to kidnap you or not.
Kidnap?
I was kidding.
Yo, what if the Underground like actually blew up and these podcasts became like infamous in some way, shape, or form?
Yeah, I'm gonna kidnap Maggie, and then Maggie goes missing, and then it's like Ramsey is crying hard.
How would they know who you were?
I don't know. They find out somehow.
We definitely do go by aliases. Draco, Ranzignus, no. Only, like, real tight members of the Underground know our real names. Ranzignus has, like, too many aliases. I have a couple.
I have, like, two.
Draco, Shinji, Satoru. Tsuyoshi.
I just like extended my rants so that I could use it in forums because other people seem to like to have the idea that rants is a cool name, so they decide to use it, although it's copyrighted. I don't know. And then there's got a nerve to be a Rants Inc. already. Like, I don't understand this at all. Like, why are there so many biters in the world? Why am I ranting without my own name?
Yeah, I thought Maggie was the whole topic here tonight.
I thought we were wrapping up.
We actually were wrapping up. It's a good idea right about now. I know you guys are tired of hearing us talk on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Yeah, I'm gonna stop now. So basically, and I guess I'm pretty much through with you guys tonight. I mean, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully, I'll make a better one next time.
22 minutes, says Ranzignus. We are ultimate. And Maggie is not. Want some ice cream?
Sure.
Alright, let's go get some ice cream. We're out.